Well, Tom, season launch is upon us at Donington. We'll be back here in a couple of weeks' time for racing to start. Good to see you back. How's the close season been?
I hate it. I hate not racing. It's nice to be here. Pole position, first at Donington Park for the media day. Very much looking forward to the test day tomorrow, actually. This circuit is a great circuit, and lots of great memories. Obviously, last year getting a win here last year with a good tyre choice, it was really exciting, and it's nice to come back here again and start the 2024 season, but with a few changes.
Yeah, first of two visits, of course, here this season, which throws things up a little bit, doesn't it? Because we have the Grand Prix, the Melbourne Loop later, which was really interesting last year.
It was indeed, yeah. It was nice coming here and driving both layouts like we do at Brands Hatch, because it's amazing. You're only changing a few of the corners, but wow, what a difference it makes, not only to the lap time, but obviously to the car and the way it handles and the driver. You actually ask different things from it. Although it's the same tarmac and the same curves, it's the way it uses the brakes around here particularly changes the car quite a lot. It's amazing how you need a different kind of setup to look after the car and the tyre and the brakes and the change of direction on the GP loop compared to the national loop. It's just slightly different. I came here to the GP circuit and it brought back so many memories from when I raced back here in 2002. It was only me and Turkington who had done it because we're that old now. No one else had done it.
Experience.
Yeah, well weathered. And I thought, yeah, this is going to be really good. And out of the box testing, I remember I was P1 for the first half of the day when we all came here for our first official TOCA test. So I was like, oh, can't wait to go racing here. Yeah, it's a really nice circuit and it's a great place to come to start the year.
Mm. Now, talking of changes for this year, you were just telling me before I pressed the go button on here, it was fascinating. The boost that is now available through the hybrid, I thought it was just going to be a gentle transition. You're telling me that that's far from it. It's going to be really exciting.
It is indeed, yeah. The power has doubled. So last year we had 30 horsepower on the hybrid button. And now we've got 60. So we have literally doubled it. It's double trouble. But it actually now means that the lap time you can gain is now very similar to when we used to run 75 kilos of success ballast, which was really good in those days because it like really hurt you when you had it. Not only did it hurt you with the performance, obviously, accelerating, it hurt it at braking, it hurt you mid-corner. The weight really hurt everywhere, so it was a real killer. But now the hybrid's that much more, it isn't just going to give you a lot more speed up the straights. It also could use the tyres harder because it's that much more torque going through it. It could also heat up your gearbox more and you might need more cooling and you'll be arriving at the next corner faster. Do you need a longer gear ratio? You're going to have to brake how much earlier? Are you now getting more cooling in your brakes? It, like, you have to think about all these things that then comes with it. But fundamentally, the racing is what we want to talk about. The racing will be more exciting because now you can actually push the button and overtake. And not only in the race is going to be exciting how many laps which drivers have got, depending on where they are on the championship, where they finish the last race. But the qualifying, I think, is going to be really interesting because I think now if you've got somebody who's leading the championship who then doesn't have more than 1 second at the next round in qualifying, they're going to be losing 6/10 a lap. You know, 6/10 of a second a lap you can lose by not pushing
the
button. That's an awful lot of lap time. At a short circuit like Brands Hatch Indy, if it's dry, 5/6 is literally what it is from first to 15th on the grid.
Yeah.
You're losing it by not pushing a button.
Apart from the technical change, there's clearly going to have to be a rethink in the mindset of the drivers in how they deploy it. And I think you said to me before, you know, rear view mirrors and wing mirrors are going to be really critical.
Absolutely. I mean, whereas before you hit the button and you went, yes, I know if I used it on every single straight to add up to the 15 seconds, it would add up to about 2.6 of a second, roughly. But that's not enough to overtake, not in this championship. Now you're looking at 6/10 of a second, that's enough to overtake. But if somebody's on it, and the car in front's not on it and isn't expecting the car to be behind to be on it, then literally there could be a massive incident if there's like a kink on a straight, you know, like the little kink at Brands Hatch on the start-finish line. Someone's used it to get up the inside and they've turned across on them. Yeah. They could be getting T-boned up the straight, for example. And especially if someone's trying to use it on the last lap to get that next place for the start-finish line and the other car's just used all his up and got none left, he'll be fully on it, going around every angle he can to go, to overtake. And the speed's so different. If you're not aware of the person behind on it, there definitely could be some accidents this year. And I think it's going to be a bit of damage limitation with it to start with. I think use it and be careful.
We're going to look forward to that one. How's pre-season testing been going for you in your Hyundai, I'm told? Hyundai.
It's been great. A lot has happened at our team. We've probably had the biggest changes of anyone on the grid, actually. The team's packed their bags with the BTCC cars, and they've left from Ipswich, and they've driven all the way up to Droitwich, just west of Birmingham, to the old Team Dynamics unit. And they're based out of there at the minute. And then I think about in October, all the minis are then coming up as well. So all of Accelerate Motorsport will be based in the middle of the country, where you've got a greater pool of mechanics and engineers and everybody who works in the team. So they're trying to, for staffing reasons, to get the best people they possibly can, which is why all the Formula One teams all based around Silverstone, it's the middle of the country, because they want to go the next level. They want to improve. And, you know, we've developed the chassis, we've developed the engine. I've now got a new engineer, which is Barry Plowman, who's not new. He's the oldest engineer on the grid, with the most experience, the most amount of championships under his belt.
Yeah.
Predominantly with Matt Neal, you know. And I worked with him back in 2008 when I was at the Team Dynamics Honda. And I got to say, it was a fantastic year. Like, I really get on well with Barry. He's brilliant. I completely trust him. I can literally tell him what the car's doing and then relax. He does it all. Whereas the last few years, I've been having to get very much involved with it because I haven't had that level of experience in an engineer. I've had very good engineers, don't get me wrong. I've been very happy with them. But at the end of the day, you can't buy experience. You got Barry Plowman, he's the most experienced. So I'm just really happy that he's working with me, and I've noticed a difference already. I'm now focusing on the driving, which is important, rather than engineering and driving.
Yeah.
So I can actually turn up to race weekend and just focus on where I'm going to brake, how I'm going to hit that curb, and how I'm going to get on the power. You know, just really simple stuff. Yeah. But that's my job. And the feedback and what I say to Barry is really important, obviously, on how we can set the car up. And I got to say, I fell in love with the car at Brands Hatch when I went out there with Barry set up, because I was just clicking gears, going around, thinking this is easy, and it was fast. It just shows you got the car under you, it's easy. And I think everyone from Dan Camish to Dan Rowbottom, Gordon Shedden, Matt Neal, they can all agree when you get in a Barry Plowman, and obviously Bobby Thompson last year as well. You get in a Barry Plowman car and it's fast. And I've got that now. But obviously I've got a very strong teammate in Tom Ingram, and
he's not bad, is he?
He's not bad. So I think we've got the best of both worlds. You've got Tom and I, obviously. We're both very experienced and successful, but our engineers are the heart of it, really. And Spencer's what I'd say is like the best of the young guys, along with Tony, obviously, Sutton's engineer. And then Barry's the best of the old boys. So we've got the best in the youth and the experience together. And I think as a combination, as a team, we've got the strongest engineering lineup on the grid. And I think we have to, because we've got to take it to Napa, because they destroyed us last year, let's be honest about it, and we don't want that to happen again.
We chatted at various times through last season, and there were certain times when it was ifs, buts and maybes, and you had some bad luck, and it wasn't your fault, it wasn't necessarily the car's fault or the powertrain or whatever, it was just bad luck. Are you getting a sense that the relationship now with Barry and this season, you're going to cut those losses a little and have a bit more luck, I guess.
I hope so. I just can't be handling any more bad luck, to be honest. I think Van Mill always said to me when I raced with him, you make your own luck, Tom. And I do agree. We're making our own luck now. That was Chris smiling, saying, good morning to me, how are you?
Just as you said, making your own luck.
Making your own luck, yeah.
Fantastic. So you're looking forward to the season, obviously. You're going to want points because they make prizes. You're going to want trophies. You're going to want 1, 2, 3 podium, etc. Have you, though, set yourself a line in the sand for the first half of the season where you're going to say, actually, yeah, my half-term report's good because that's what I expected?
Yes. I think last year I was just seeing if I could get some more podiums under my belt because I had a couple of tough years before that and obviously started off well with a win here, which was nice. But this year I don't want to be looking for podiums or top tens. I want to be looking for top fives on a regular basis. And the top fives, with a bit of luck, obviously can be top three in the championship. So that's my goal for this year. And then I'm going to stay with Barry the year after and the team again. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say that out loud, but I think then the year after, it won't be aiming for top fives, it'll be aiming for the championship.
Yeah.
Because consistency is key in motorsport. And I'm really feeling like now I'm staying with the same team, same engineers. I feel like every year I am moving up in the championship each year. So I'm getting back to where I was in the heyday.
That's a fair old apprenticeship you've done there.
Yeah,
isn't it? That's not bad at all. Well, it's really good to see you, especially with your brand new haircut, which is your Go Faster haircut.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Which is good. Just before I let you go, we always start off the season with a bit of fun. So you have to choose a number between 1 and 5. Two numbers between 1 and 5 for the two questions, surprise questions I've got for you.
Well, number 3 is my race number and lucky number, so it's obviously number 3. And I got 4 children, so I go for number 4.
Fine, right. Okay, so question number 3 is, which driver, living or dead, would you most like to race against?
Oh, living or dead. That's a good question. Race against in the BTCC?
In anything, in any race.
I actually would really like to have a race against my brother Max.
There you go.
Out of any driver in the world, alive or dead, I've never really raced Max other than a go-kart, which isn't fair because he's 30 kilos lighter than me. I'd like to race him in say, the BTCC, which is, you know, yeah, all the same weight, same car. I would absolutely love that.
If he's listening, he knows where to get in touch with you. And question 4 would, which would you prefer, to be rich or famous?
Oh, would you rather be? Oh, yeah, no, you don't want to be famous, 100%, because you wouldn't be able to sit down in a restaurant without everyone whispering something behind your back.
Expecting you to pay the bill.
Yeah, I mean, I watched Anton Deck on the weekend for their final episode of Saturday Night Takeaway, and it was just hilarious. They were both in the restaurant having to stand up and do silly things, as you can imagine they would have to do in that. And it was brilliant and really funny, but that is their life basically every day.
Yeah.
So definitely rather be rich.
Fantastic. Tom, have a brilliant season. Good to catch up with you.
Great. Thank you.